Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Sam, I got one of the letter, and I have a reservation code with me here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with that code.
2411-3101-0024-5851.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jose Nair.
Jose, okay. And what's the name of the business you're calling with, Jose?
S-A-N-O, Sano Health Food Center.
Sano Health Food. Okay, I got you right here. All right. Just one second. Okay, so are you guys at 4069 Broadway in New York?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Got the right one. All right, so it looks like you got a pre-approved letter for both of our equipment financing programs and working capital programs. Got a lot of different stuff. Kind of depends on what you're looking for. Why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're looking for, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I need capital for buy things. You know, like there's merchandise that I buy by dozens. If I buy it by gross, I earn more money.
Uh huh.
Yeah, things like that.
Okay. All right. And did you have any idea how much you were looking for?
I was looking for $90,000, but I owe some money to Kane Capital.
Oh, okay. Do you have a current loan out right now?
Huh?
Oh, all right. All right. All right. How much is that balance on that loan?
It was 82, and I believe it had to be half of it.
Okay.
So 40,000.
Around 40 now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So a couple basic questions for you, just to see kind of where you're going to fall in, right? What's the structure of the business? Are you incorporated?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
37 years.
Oh, wow. Very nice. All right. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what do you guys do for your gross annual sales, like the top line revenue?
Around 700,000.
Okay.
There is older than, but 700,000, I can say.
Okay. All right. Is that pretty consistent year over year?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then, Jose, how about your personal credit? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
Last time I saw it that I remember was 2 and 720 and 1 and 680, something like that.
Okay. All right. Not a bad place to be. Okay. So we're looking for 90,000. Now, with that 90,000, so 40,000 of it, or about 40,000, is going to go toward paying off the can balance. Now, the other 50,000, you say, is that that's going to go toward purchasing inventory?
Right.
Okay. Now, when you purchase inventory, how long does it take you to turn that over?
Less than 6-7 months.
Okay. And what type of return do you see on that? You know, if you do 50,000 in inventory, what do you expect to bring in with that?
Around the double.
Oh, okay. Okay. And any idea how soon you wanted to bring the funds on?
Well, if it's possible next week.
Okay. Absolutely. We can work on that timeline. Now, in order to get you approved, you know, just some initial feedback for you. The numbers that you're looking for are right in line with, you know, how much we're generally able to do. On 700,000, I usually can get you anywhere from 70 to 100,000. So the 90,000 is, you know, it's doable. Now, to get you approved, I'm going to need a few things from you. It'll be And I can email all of this to you, but it's just going to be a one-page application, and then we'll take a look. We'll take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements to kind of analyze the cash flow, and then I'll need the most recent business tax return that you have. Now, another question for you: do your customers pay with credit cards?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I will also need 4 months of the merchant processing statements to show the credit card sales too. And I'll give you this list in the email.
Okay. This is, we sell between 30 to 50,000 every month on credit card.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So let's see. How about what's a good email address that I can send this over to you at?
JOSEANAAR@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you real quick to make sure I have it right. So it's JOSEANAAR@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right. Now, I will send you an email right now. I'm going to attach an application to it. I just need you to fill that out and then send me the bank statements, the tax return, and the merchant processing statements. From there, I can go ahead and get you approved. The way that it works is I'll get you approved for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible, and then we'll work backwards from there. So you can choose how much you want to take and how long you want to take it for. And I can give you different options as far as the payback goes for each of those terms. But first, we just got to get you qualified.
Right. Well, I will like to pay weekly, but I'm not going to take more than 2 years. Whatever, you can give me $100,000 in 2 years, I will pay.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I don't want it 3, 5. No,
you don't want it over a long period of time, yeah.
And no.
What I recommend is if you're using this for inventory and you're able to turn the inventory over quickly, you want to take a term that matches that as closely as possible, because obviously the longer the term, the more interest you're going to be paying. So if we can set you up on something that matches your schedule and minimize the amount of interest cost that you're going to have, you're going to be able to make a lot more money with this program than if you do stretch it out. So I'll get you approved for the longest term possible. That's just kind of the process, but we can look at the approval when it comes in and choose a term that matches up with your return cycle. So I'll match you up with something that makes sense for you, and it's going to save you money in the long run.
I can pay weekly, right?
Yeah, so we have monthly, weekly, and daily options. I have to get you qualified for it to know which ones you qualify for. Typically, for first-time borrowers, we're looking more along the lines of daily or weekly. But if I can get a weekly option for you, it'll definitely be in place.
Okay. I'm going to wait for the... And then you take a cane carburetor.
Yeah, so what we'll do is, you know, when I get you approved, if we can get that full amount, we will pay CAN Capital off directly, and then the rest of the funds will get deposited into your business checking account, and it's unsecured cash. You can use it however you'd like. So, you know, you can put it all toward inventory. It's all up to you. But basically, that $40,000 would get paid off directly to CAN, and then the remaining $50,000 would go into your bank account.
Okay. And do you know the interest, or you don't? You can tell me now.
So I don't know it now. We have to take a look at the bank statements and analyze the cash flow to be able to give you an actual, you know, rate. Now, when we do get you approved, I'll give you a couple different options, because the interest rate is going to vary depending on what term we choose. So when we go over the approval, we can give you an option for, you know, maybe 1 year, 18 months, 2 years, and each of those will have a different rate. So we'll go over those individually.
Okay. Then I'm going to wait for the email.
Okay, I can send the email out to you right now. Now, on the email, you know, it's going to have the application and everything I need from you, but you'll also have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you can send me an email or give me a call, and I'll get right back to you.
Very good.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll send the email out to you right now. You want to do this by next week, so I would suggest to you, if you're able to get all of this put together and get it back to me by Monday morning, I can get everything processed, and then we can go over a couple options for you on Tuesday, and then have it finished by the end of the week next week.
Okay. Let me see what I can do.
Sure.
You have a nice evening, and thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot. You too, Jose.
Sure.